Proverbs chapter 5, my son, listen to my wisdom and bow your ear to the understanding I teach. So to accept wisdom involves humility. You've got to humble yourself, to bow down your ear. And none of us like to be humble because we naturally with this tendency to be proud. He says, so that you may keep discretion, that is, being discreet, knowing when we should act and how we should act in situations, so that your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman or a Gentile woman are sweet like a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps go towards the grave. Her ways are always movable, so that you can't know them, so that you should not ponder the path to life. Listen to me, O children, don't depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way very far from her, and don't even come near the door of her house, lest you give your honour to others and your years unto the cruel. Lest strangers are filled with your wealth, and your work is in the house of a stranger, and you will weep and cry at the last, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and you will say, oh, how I hated instruction, and my heart despised wisdom. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who taught me. So, he's warning us that there are people out there who will appear to be very attractive. This woman with, as it were, honeycomb, honey on her lips. Think, oh, wouldn't that be nice to kiss her because she's got honey on her lips? But the end, in the end, is the way to death and to an eternal grave. And this is why we've got to be so careful with whom we have friendships. And it goes further than that. You've got to really choose your marriage partner wisely and not base those decisions on external beauty, on the outside. And if it's somebody who is going to lead you to eternal death, don't even come near the door of her house. In other words, keep away. And this is the way with all temptation in any situation. Keep out of the way of it. Don't put yourself in a position where you will be tempted. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as the loving deer. Let her breasts satisfy you at all times and be ravished always with her love. For why will you, my son, give yourself to a Gentile woman? Now, this is so sad that Solomon should write this when he himself went off and married 1,000 women, most of them from other nations who were Gentiles, they were not Jews. And it says that in his old age, his wives turned away his heart from God, and he built these Gentile women temples for their idols, and he worshipped their idols. Now, he spent many years building his own house, building the house of God, the temple. He spent 7 years building that in Jerusalem. But then by the end of his life, all around that temple, he'd built these other temples for the gods of his wives, and he was worshipping them. So I'm sure they started off when he was young thinking, oh yeah, well, I'll have my beliefs and she can have hers. But in the end, the scriptures came true, that in his old age they turned him away from God. And your relationship with God is the most important thing in your life. And he goes on, the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and God ponders all his goings. So every step we take in life, every decision we make, God's thinking about it and wondering about it and pondering it. Man's own sins will take him himself, and he will be tied down with the cords of his own sins, and he will die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he will go astray. So this is the thing, people get themselves tied down into situations by their own sins and their own bad decisions, so that they're stuck. This very often happens with people who marry an unbeliever, and they end up in a position where they're really stuck. like had children by this person, and then maybe they want to get more serious about their relationship with God, and they're stuck in that whole situation. And so wisdom, this is the thing. This is why he keeps on about being wise, and to remind ourselves that God is pondering, he's thinking about all the decisions, all the steps that we take in life. And of course, he wants us to go in the way that leads to everlasting life. And there are only these two ways. This is quite a theme in the book of Proverbs. The way that leads to everlasting life and the way that leads to an eternal grave, where you will simply die the second death and remain dead forever, when you could live forever. And this is the tragedy, that people don't see the importance of these things, that they can live forever. And this is, in one way, what preaching is all about. When I try to persuade people, look, you're talking about eternal life. Do you want to live forever or do you want to die forever? And people say, oh, I don't know, I'll think about it. And you want to say, you feel like saying, look, think about it. It's right in front of you, my friend. Eternal life or eternal death. Say yes to eternal life now.